All right, there. All right, I'd like to welcome everyone out to our work session tonight. About to be work session. We'll have a little show.
Sure, we will. Justin. Kevin.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
And Sam is excused.
What me and Dave talked about is we thought it would be nice having come and present some of the department managers' request for next year's budget, kind of where we're at. So let's kind of, so there've been three or four extra papers. If you'll stick this one away for a minute, this one here, Brittany will be talking about this one later in city council.
I just didn't know where to put it.
That's fine. Just so they don't get confused, we'll have them kind of stick it away so that we can. All this stuff we're here to do. For now, huh? Yep. So on the first page, you have the multiple bullet points. The ones I'm reading, you guys, you might want to show them the page.
Not so that they know which one.
But I'll open one and start with some.
Yeah, I don't tag you, Jim.
Yep. So the general fund wages, that first section there, that's why I need your guys' input to kind of help decide which one we want to prioritize for the budget. Our revenues are up enough, but I can afford some of these, but I certainly can't afford all of these.
But as long as you get city council and mayor ready to do that, so I was like.
Seen your father.
Yeah.
The time of the game.
And Jim was here, he has to.
He can hear things were.
First time in 17 years.
Just as I'm about to ride off, you guys raise it up.
Yeah.
Can you go?
Yeah.
Then if I were you, I'd be against it.
Well, there's gonna be Hawaii trips and stuff too.
Trains, yeah, trains, Hawaii.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So that is one of the items on there, it's about 15,000. And I kind of put it in the ball, came up with a reasonable number. And it's still at least 50% less than what you can do for it, but you're in California. I built in coal increase to cover the inflation rates, the office rate. But of course, I'm asking for it, you know, approval of that.
That's across the board.
Is that across all departments?
Yes.
11,000.
That's the general fund, you know, that part.
All down here.
A fifth police officer and cost is about 100,000.
Stephanie was asked for some help, a rent site supervisor. She's asked for responsibility as a general community. Be at the gym so she doesn't have to be at every single function and stretch herself sometimes in two, three different places. Yeah, she's asked for about 15,600 there. Mike was with the iron, Jack has asked for a raise of a contour, and that's about 14,400. Also the question has been a full-time secretary, groundskeeper slash public works full-time, and with culture working with me, that one's quite a bit more affordable, because we can offset that in the public works enterprise funds a bit.
So, what's the 12,500? What is that?
$12,500, the cost of the general fund.
So what we're going to do is, like right now, we hire three seasonal employees to help more lawns. That person hired at the cemetery would be one of those. So that fund that we're paying, we'll be hiring two lawnmowers instead of three, but we'd sell it. So that's why it'll only be a $12,500 increase.
And then we will retain that person full-time?
Full-time.
The other part, correct me if I'm wrong, the other part will come out of the public works.
So how many would we have on the public works?
That would be six.
That's seven.
Six, seven. Oh, that makes seven.
Seven full-time?
Yep. And there'd also be some other savings such as likely this position would be up to do like the measurement stuff, so we wouldn't have to use much money quite as much to do that.
and I'd have them out leveling headstones, resetting headstones, all that kind of work also.
Well, what would they do in the winter?
They'll just fall into public works, work for public works. Water, sewer.
Well, what would we do in the winter? I mean, it's snow. It's 7,000.
We always have enough work, Justin. We're still behind. We don't get our valves exercised, we're supposed to. There's a ton of work that can get done. That's not getting done right now.
Well, there's, I would think there'd almost be some maintenance work that could be done out there. You got restrooms and the garage, and you got the shit, I assume the shop, the lawnmower, the cap.
There's plenty of work we can get done all winter long.
Well, no, we still have to advertise and still have all through the whole process.
So, but anyway, we've had that, we kept the guy last year, I think.
Yeah, a temporary has stayed on.
Okay. Some of my concerns are is we're just on the cusp of these projects, and we have to raise rates for those to cover those project costs. And I just wonder if more efficiency somewhere else could help offset those costs to other projects. That's my only concern that we look at when we analyze the big picture and just that. So I just want to throw that out there. I'm talking about a lot of projects, because we have to raise rates to cover the debt, and we're adding
more debt on the debt. Was hiring another full time.
Right, so just a concern. But if we need it, we need it.
It's definitely been used this year through the winter, the extra person they kept on.
So we have 7?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, Shane hasn't a part-time help. Can you get your department some too?
Yeah. And that's how we was able to keep them on.
Right. Trimming trees and good things that you guys had.
Whenever we needed them, he was available, yeah.
So it's kind of shared between the two departments.
Yeah, we're going to bring up some of the semi-long-term, hopefully short-term projects that we'd like to get done. A sprinkler system at the parks and cemeteries. We don't have an exact thing yet, but we'll figure $125,000 to
purchase that. Okay, so is that, let me ask you a question. Is that for both park and cemetery, $125,000?
Yes.
Because we talked about including some sprinkling the sprinkler system in this application I'm working on right now.
Yeah, this is just a general like.
Mm-hmm. So is that going to be part of this?
Yeah. Part of that would be, yes. Part of that, yes.
Okay.
So that's something that you just wanted to do, but I mean, you have some other capital projects, probably $100,000, you could decide you want to do that.
And the other thing, correct me if I'm wrong, but are we going to need matching funds for that?
Yeah, and so.
So if it's part of the project, then we'll get another one.
Yeah, so if we can include it between the term of what the park portion, that's going to be roughly, and we'll have to know those budgetary numbers, then hopefully half of that will be covered through this grant. But we keep in mind we won't be able to start on it. We probably won't even get work on this grant until probably December. So
yeah, that's fine.
So we'll still be in this fiscal year, but it'll be in the spring.
So getting a part of these here projects that we know, so the whole city council kind of knows the time. So we got an idea.
Sounds good.
Budget wise, we're looking at even for next year.
And then the restrooms are kind of the same.
It's part of your grant, again, where we have. We could.
The restrooms and stuff would be made in place. The committee would have to
where it goes.
The other thing we talked about is getting some playground and I'm not sure what that was discussed, but I think when I went out there looking at the facility, the playground was there, it's not, it's in pretty chip. I think it was those guys. I was thinking maybe 50,000 or probably get on some other, some expansion on that. And the tables too. So, so we put that back and turn it on the side.
Restrooms and.
Yeah, probably.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's why I kind of got a phone call, it's a capital approval. I want to get that bogged down with like operating.
You know, well, possibly with that.
I think it's a project you guys have more about.
You wouldn't know really that much money.
That's what we asked Devin.
So, yeah. It's that much, and Devin.
Yeah.
Just for irrigation, all right?
Yeah. We got David.
Shovel?
Yeah, just for another one.
How far down is it going to go with that much? How can you down it? How can you keep it? What? I guess that's the expensive one.
I guess you've never really thought about it.
But side by side is pretty common, and that is a lot of what we'll do.
So you want to hash out which one of the general fund you guys
want to prioritize? Do you want to take this thing called an email? Or I do need to know what kind of within a week or so.
What's the lift that you're asking over? It's a lift in the shop to do mechanical work.
Hydraulic lift, like the lift's built up, but it's not a board lift.
Yeah, to lift the truck up and service them.
What do we need? Yes, what do we need?
So let's start with plugging in some of these, such as the total increases, the fifth police officer,
contour raises. And right now, I mean, I haven't told the scrub numbers. It looks like if I plus that into my model, I'm about 114,000 short. But I think if I can trim that down to about 50 or 60, I feel comfortable with it.
So the 12.5 on the groundskeeping public works is 12.5 would be cut. That's the portion that would come out of general fund.
Yeah.
The rest would be covered through other.
Right. The enterprise funds are doing well enough that they can afford that.
So would that, is a perpetual care fund not coming into that?
It could. It's out of your state with lost sales to use it that way.
It's like raising money.
Talking with her, Justin, I need to find a percentage that I'm going to have him doing that, and she could cover that with perpetual care.
Gotcha.
I apologize, Dad, so. the general fund, and so we have 150,000.
About how do you prioritize that, which side of which?
Where's our ceiling there?
I think we could get to within 50,000, I think I can scrub some of that a little closer, but right now, the gap's just too far, but when you do guidance, you tell me which one of those, like six.
The problem is, they all seem to be a priority in my mind, so that's hard to prioritize, no, they all are priorities, so.
Maybe, take that, Jim, could maybe explain the police officer need, and maybe, Rick need the, I don't know, let's see.
It's Rick.
So Stephanie's not here. Yeah, Stephanie's not here, okay. I talked to Stephanie today, and she has some concerns, she's working virtually every Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's not just a few hours, all day long. So, all week long, in the evenings, during the day, and then into the evening, she's putting in lots and lots of hours. That's the biggest hour that she's getting. And so it's written in the same day. And now they put in a point that. I think even we do to help them.
It's the alarm police officer.
We believe that right now, what I'd like to do is use the officers as an investigator version, cover days off, take time, that kind of stuff as well. Where we have it set now, someone said they're coming to vacation, I have to cover their shifts, and last year, and COVID, and cancer, and one retired, and old time, six months. And it's a case that he's going to have to get set interview with the Church of Justice in either tomorrow or the next day. He's on a night shift, so in this particular case, it would be something that could be shifted to the investigator. And then have to go through the schedule differently, follow up with the investigation, see if they're out, whether they want to set up a patient. We're working night shift and coming in the day. We're scheduled the interviews going on nights and then handle this investigation. At this point, I kind of knew that I stepped in that role, but my position, my role in this department is kind of a little thing to draw off here. The last couple of months, I've been catching up our policies, making sure who knows what you want today, who knows, which is also a fire when you put it in the bedroom. Something happens is you can put it today, that things are right. In my mind, it's a position of failure. I've been here for a long time, so I'm going to have a couple of support. Provide better services to the public, provide investigations of court cases, and how to make things work better for the public, cost coverage, and today I work on the table, we talked about
a boss. I'm an advocate for you, I might get 100%. But I watch people from in town, all directions. And I know in front of my house I had one change, old neighbor. I called
off one by one day, going to 9 miles. And they make it over all the time, 60 and so on, another thing. And a very little presence. We have a very little presence on State Street in the city.
And what are we doing to cost the staff or
rates or their calls?
Well, that's what I'm
leaving to follow up and do stuff. I can't be on
Well, that's what I'm leaving to. Is there that much crime in this city that occupy all your time? This can be care of special investigations, right? So you don't get my report. That's just
You think about things have changed a lot since I first started in law enforcement. And now, in order to file a report or do something, most of our stuff now is computer-related, so there's a lot of follow-up with that kind of stuff. By the time you all on the information, body cam footage, you know, everything you set up something to get ready to send it out. You're probably looking 4 hours to finish, you know what I mean? But it's a big case, and you got 7 days to follow up and get to that. It's really not too investigating time. It's not, it's either story, but other things, electronic based. I mean, it's threatening stuff by phone, so you're writing search marks for phones, you're just writing search marks for data. It's just a lot of paperwork that you can do something that it doesn't necessarily.
And you're not making it easier either.
Yeah. And so, it takes a lot of time. I mean, it exists a lot of follow-up. So, maybe not, I'll be doing what we can, traffic violations, stuff like that, but you get somebody in through, let's say, working night shift, I get somebody in through, you know, about the piece that I'm working on, then they get called to get a call. So it's, I can't follow up very well. And like I said, that's an investigation position. And it has a problem with that stuff. And they are the project and the staff.
I know I've been in that position a long time, and since I've been in here, because I live on State Street and see it. And I don't want to think, I don't understand what you're faced with.
There's not a lot of things on State Street. Most of our complaints come out with the left, second north, second south. Those are the streets that we get the most complaints on them. So that's like scraps and all that stuff. Yeah.
High school road.
And so down here where they're going up to
Charles.
That's what I think.
Is that not the one that just hired that disruption of the tire a couple months ago?
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Swap.
So you got four options.
I have still got the Amazon.
So it's including yourself. Putting this enemy
over and
walk.
Oh, no.
So you got three interviews for sure.
Well, these six bullet points here, that's not necessarily. Everything else is six.
How bold may argue with this number of city council members is probably not as private as it is, maybe some of the it would be an honest
value. I don't know what the budget is as far as budget and actually, but it's something we've been trying to do for a long time. I feel something is needed.
Well, I'm marking this by everybody else. I'm marking the priority because I'd like to see it. I know that if all the citizens know there's nothing out about after 11 o'clock, you know all the guys are doing it all the time, you know, if there's nobody out. That was my idea a year ago when I brought up the battlefield laws.
we might need a different option so we can get some light coverage. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. Kevin Bradshaw brought it up to me down there. They get down there at church at 2 o'clock in the morning. The street can go around down there. And then his street, they like to come up and get that heel support. You know, and so there's a lot to go after 11 o'clock.
If Officer Main I can get the night coverage.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. It's not like we're going to get the night coverage if we get a night coverage.
I mean, in the American, I mean, in the Chandelier, called it more than that.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. That's a big time between.
I don't need to get off. I don't need to get off.
And what else is possible? Minimum, it's a $1,000. And it's all that. And so, you know, that's where I get called out when you're out there.
Just about every night?
It was at least 1 week, I'd say probably 1.5 to 2 calls a week. But they've all got flipped. I'm not buying shares for parking all of these.
So, you know, they go up and off. Actually, it's a lot better than the other.
What do you want that guy to do? What do you want that guy to do?
Sure, the water's taking care of it.
County now.
County did see.
It's not sure. So, I'm going to try.
No, they got to put these people.
I guess I was outside of my things.
That's about some information. I don't know if you have any questions.
I appreciate that.
Well, there's something that I do have some concerns about. As we get the lift this new ordinance about all vehicles on the streets and everything and start enforcing these fines, I have concerns about what happened off here in these ordinance meetings. And we don't think it can happen in this small town. We can I think if they knew there was an officer in here while he was in meeting, that would be better than anything that happened. I got
Gary from there, who I'm honestly considered.
Getting one of the folks here that happened with. Mm-hmm. That's a real concern to me because, I don't know, what did you say, 10 years ago they had?
When they,
yeah, we made a couple zoning letters and citations. And
I cut
the
talking
loose
a little bit
and
fought
people.
Yeah, that's what I worry about. We don't want to have to handle that here because it's something that has to be done. And I can guarantee once it's implemented and we start making some people comply, there's going to be some angry people. And that's a concern to me. I've said it before, I said it to the mayor, and then here, we actually have an officer in here. You know what I'm saying? He got called out and he called out, and if they knew he was here, destroy him off or whatever. If he had to leave, he has to leave. But it'd be nice to have an officer in there for a council meeting twice a month. I mean, maybe it'd be good for him at this point. But it sure make me feel a lot more secure for everybody in here because I think it's going to get rough. There's some rough moments. Respect for law enforcement and everything and people in general would be terrible if it's so bad across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's up to you and the mayor.
No, I think that is
that'd be great myself. I don't know how the rest of you feel about that.
You could even just make sure that we know, I can get a schedule from Carrie to see who's on duty if there was anything I could text him that we needed something. Yeah, because it's hard to make him stay the whole meeting.
Well, maybe if they were just here at the beginning to see what was going on, because a lot of times you have to go here.
Yeah. They popped in, was in here for 15, 20 minutes. They may know they got a police officer, you know. I could pack a load down there, but I'm not bad with it.
As Coulter and Shane will just come. They'll both just come back in.
So we need to make a decision on this.
So can you afford it all?
No.
What can you afford in these 6 months? I mean, what is there?
Depends how you plug and play it, and maybe the solution is, I mean, like Jim's obviously, you're hiding your gas. It is. Maybe some of the other ones, it's, you know,
well, I think the cemetery is something that we really, the sprinkler system, I mean, obviously a new sprinkler system is going to take less maintenance.
Right. And that is a capital purchase. That's a difference because we're going to get
a part of it, too. Well, we want to pull the part of it with the applications.
Is that an outdoor recreation?
State parks. And myself, I think the well, now we need the water. But for another $400,000, where does that come from if we need to do that?
What can COVID do?
Huh?
We got about $400,000 coming from COVID. That's what we're hoping.
Okay. These are things that you don't know when you're looking at this, and I guess that's why you want to ask questions.
Yes.
That's well, what we like. Mentioned we're using the carriage pack. Yeah.
That's what we really like to use in the carriage
pack. Yeah. Did we go any further on the well list down for sale?
We're still there? Looking into it. That's not as good as we thought.
So,
it's not necessarily off the table, but we just need more information from the sheriff's office. Yeah, so if you guys want to look at this, I guess feel free. We should have a
well, I've asked Coulter. I've about this lift, Coulter. Yes. Well, when you got inoperable?
Yeah.
That's the way you're
no.
Did you guys do all your own maintenance up there?
Yeah. And I know I have a new tire balancer on there. And part of that's due to the one we have won't spin the tires on these newer trucks, the bigger tires. And so I could do without that if we had to. I could just put balance bags in them, but and then a newer balancer would spin these bigger tires would be nice.
Well, we kind of went away from subbing out your mechanical stuff then.
If it's major mechanical stuff, I'll sub it out, but if it's just tires and oil changes and some minor maintenance, I could get it.
Thanks, Dave.